WTOP News Time, 2:22.
RG3 out of surgery. The news isn't good. People familiar with what happened say doctors repaired his LCL and ACL. That means he had a new injury and damage to an old one that had already been repaired. Now it's 6 to 8 weeks of serious rehab in Florida, and it possibly could affect next season.
Sally Jenkins had a very strong Washington Post column. She says keeping RG3 in the game against the Seahawks was an old-style Redskins decision of, quote, spending too heavily today and mortgaging tomorrow. Sally joins us here on WTOP. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Go into a little more about why you think that. Spending too heavily today, mortgaging tomorrow.
Well, I think anybody who watched the game probably stood up and screamed at the field, get him out of the game. It was obvious that something went badly wrong with his knee late in the first quarter. By halftime, it was clear that he wasn't able to play or protect himself. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I spent the last hour of that game with a sense of dread. I kept thinking, are they really going to leave him in that game until he seriously hurts himself? And that's exactly what they did.
Talk about Coach Shanahan and Surgeon James Andrews and how they kind of circled each other talking code. Nobody really.
One of the most disappointing things of all of this is, once you've made such a terrible decision, be man enough to stand up in the press conference on Monday and say, I made a terrible decision and it didn't turn out well. The idea that there was some unclearness or murkiness about the extent of his injuries, I find to be not credible. I think once you learn that, in fact, he fully tore the LCL and re-tore the ACL, most orthopedic surgeons would tell you they have a pretty good idea of exactly what they're dealing with, even without an MRI. You can feel and see the instability in the knee. And in fact, anyone watching on television saw that knee go sideways in a direction that knees just shouldn't go. You know, we all knew that there was something quite seriously wrong with that knee. And the idea that they played coy about that was really nonsensical.
But the NFL culture is one of playing with injuries. And RG3 was definitely trying to establish himself as a warrior in that mode. Does he share some responsibility for this?
Well, sure. I mean, he shares some responsibility for not learning to play with more discretion. Discretion's the better part of valor as a quarterback. And while you want to be a man on the field, you also have to be cognizant that people have invested an awful lot of money in your talent and your ability, and you have to help protect that. Nevertheless, he's 22 years old. It's not his decision to make. It's the decision of the very deeply experienced head coach and the physicians on the field. You know, Dr. James Andrews, I'm not really sure what his role was on the sideline except to wear a Redskins cap and cheer for the team, because he doesn't seem to have, done enough to get that guy off the field before he tore two ligaments.
Sally, before we go, is Mike Shanahan's job riding on this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you do fire Mike Shanahan, what's the answer? Now you have to go through a new coaching search, and now you've got a young quarterback who has to rehabilitate with a new coach. I mean, I'm not sure. It depends, honestly. I think it probably depends on the extent to which Shanahan, made the decision all by himself. Did he ignore any medical advice? It doesn't appear so. He contends that he had medical clearance to make the decisions that he made. If you were to discover something to the contrary, then Shanahan himself has said that a coach should be fired if he disregards medical advice. So, unless you find out that he did that, I don't think he gets fired. But let's face it, this will scar Mike Shanahan's reputation.
All right. Good to hear from you, Sally. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Sally Jenkins, columnist for The Washington Post.